What is up, young adults? Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Also, follow us at YA_PowerOfLove. And as always, thanks for tuning in.
Hey, young adults, this is Miriam. I'm excited to be able to share with you today. I pray this podcast blesses you, that it takes you to another level, that you can meditate on the word heard today, and that it empowers you. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and get started. So, of course, always piggybacking off of what we've been learning, you know, at the Power of Love Church, we're learning about spiritual maturity in our night services. And it's just been so powerful to know. It's like a spiritual checkup, really, for yourself to know where you stand, you know, and there's no judgment. There's no pointing fingers. You know, there's none of that, because our walk with God is personal. Our relationship with God is personal. And that's the most beautiful thing. And when you become spiritually mature, you truly can recognize that, you know, that my walk with God is personal. I don't care. I don't want to know what's going on with everybody else. If it's not going to edify me in any way, I got to run from it. You know, I got to stay away. So yeah, but you know, we want to do our best. We have to, we're required to, you know, study to show ourselves approved. Therefore, you know, we follow Christ and we just bear fruit for him. And that's how our young adult group is growing. Hallelujah. Because we're all bearing so much fruit that I don't have to sit here and explain to you. You know, I can. If you want to take a moment to fellowship with me, I'm always available. But I mean, like, the blessing of God, you know, is something that's evident. It's something, first of all, that starts in the inside, and it starts showing outwards. You know, there's something different about you. Something changes in your personal life. You know, you've been with him. I love, you know, when Moses went up to the mountain, and when he came back, his face was radiant, you know, because he had been with the Lord. People were like scared of him. They were like, what, you know? And that's how we are to be, you know. When we spend time with him, we should radiate him, you know. And it's not a coincidence when you hear people say, like, wow, like, I'm just drawn to you. Or are they, like, when you go and, you know, you're sharing the gospel, they're arrested and they want to listen to what you have to say. But it's not you, it's the Holy Spirit, it's God that's speaking through you. Amen. So being spiritually mature is really something that we should not hold off on. This is something that we should put first, like number one. Like, we gotta grow. We have to get spiritually mature. There's no point in sitting in church for years and you're not growing. You're just there warming up a chair, like they say. May that not be you, in Jesus' name. And the way to grow is simply, you know, to study, to show yourself approved, spend time with him, apply what you hear, what you read, apply it to your life. Don't just let it go in one ear and come out the other, and let that music you listen to, or let all the other worldly stuff going on, you know, choke that word. Because that's scriptural. That happens. That's in Mark 4. If you're curious about that, the parables of the soils, make sure that your soil is good soil so that you can grow. Amen. And that's what we're here for, to help you grow and spiritually mature. And another thing I want to touch on is getting rid of sin. You have to get rid of sin. I hear all the time, you know, not at church, of course, because if you're coming to the parlor of church, you learn this. Don't call me a sinner, because I'm not a sinner. You know, I used to be a sinner. Now I'm saved by his grace, but I don't plan on sinning. I know what sin is. I'm not ignorant, you know, because I've read the word. And if you're still struggling with something, or maybe you're not sure, pray to the Lord and have him. He'll reveal to you what is in your life that should not be in your life. And we don't arrive, you know, we're not perfect. We strive to be perfect, as, you know, the scripture says, be perfect as I am perfect. But it's like, actually Pastor Sandy gave the definition last night on perfection. Don't be afraid of that word of perfection, because perfection means being mature, complete, finished in his eyes, you know. And that's what we want to hear. Good job, my faithful servant, enter into the glory of the Lord. You know, we don't want to have anything holding us back from that. That's our ultimate goal, is to get to heaven, number one, you know. But what works do you have to show that you were a Christian, that you shared the gospel here, that you're either dragging people to heaven or dragging people to hell? And when you're doing that, because I was there at one point, you know, dragging people to hell, but I didn't know it. I was perishing, Hosea 4:6, for lack of knowledge. I had no idea, you know. I mean, out to me, being in the world was just, it was normal. Everybody was in the world, you know. I was still going to church. I was not a bad person, you know. I wasn't like doing bad things to people, but I was living in sin. I was not married. There was sexual sin, number one. I was, you know, drinking alcohol. The Bible says that no drunkard shall see the kingdom of God. And there's more, no sexual immorality. There's more to that list, but just going back a little bit, you know, on my past, and it's only to glorify God of what, you know, he's taken me out of, you know. There was a lot, you know, there was a lot that I used to do. At one point in my life, I used to steal, you know. And that was like years ago. But there was a point in my life that I would steal, and I'm not proud of it. And it was something that everybody was doing, you know. And it was, I didn't like to do it. It was just like, okay, everybody's doing it, you know, just do it, which is so dumb. But I was so young. But I just thank God, you know, from everything that I've been through, everything that I've overcome, because now I'm no longer ignorant. Now I can see. Now I have spiritual discernment where I can know, hey, that's not for me, you know. I don't care who's doing it. I don't care if everybody in my workplace is doing it. I don't care if my whole family is doing it. Now I have eyes that see, that can see, and ears that can hear what the Spirit of the Lord says and how he calls me to live, you know. And that's how I live now. And again, I'm talking like over 10 years ago, y'all. Don't think I just came out of these things. But yeah, so I'm gonna read, let's see, Ephesians 4:14. And Pastor Sandy gave these Sunday night. If you didn't get all the scriptures to study, you can, I'm sure you can ask somebody. I have them. But I'm not gonna go through the whole study because it's a lot. But I encourage you that you do this week. I'm just gonna, you know, touch on a little bit of the spiritual maturity. And I'm gonna read Ephesians 4:14. And maybe you've already studied this, but hey, faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Amen. So it says, then we will no longer be like children. We won't be tossed around by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love. Amen. growing every way more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. Amen. So this is a lot right here. You know, we're supposed to be speaking the truth. Yes, we are. But it tells us in love. How can you share the truth with somebody? You know, it's easy to pinpoint, you know, sins in people or to tell them this is wrong or, you know, but only God, because God is love. Only God can do it in love through you, use you. So when you speak it, when you acknowledge it, when the Holy Spirit prompts you, you know, that you do it in love, and it's his love. It's not our love. It says we grow in every way more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. And he makes the whole body fit together perfectly. Amen. We're part of that body. And each part does its own special work. I might be called to something totally different than you. You might have, you know, like an anointing for something that's totally different than your husband's even. Or than, you know, than whoever. But don't, again, when I started, I talked about that, you know, don't focus on anybody else's walk but yours, because this is a personal walk. God will use each and every one of us, but we have to make sure that we don't get sidetracked or distracted and see, oh, you know, copy what others are doing. Just do what the Lord tells you, and that's, you know, when you'll be blessed, and you'll have that knowing inside of you that you're at the right place. You know, you're at where God called you to be, not where your leader called you to be, not where that person that you trust so much, you know, says, hey, I think you should do this, or no, be led by God. The scripture says, you know, that my sheep know my voice, and they don't follow the voice of a stranger. And it says, as each part does its own special work. We all have our special work that we are called for him to do. And we help each other grow. Amen. That's what we're here for. Again, I've said this a lot already. I feel like we're here to help each other grow. That's what we're here for. So if, you know, take advantage of that. Take advantage. Every time the doors are open, you hear, come. Even whatever, you know, event we're having, you know, you might say, oh, but I'm already going to go to church. No, go all the way in. Everything that's going on in the church is not, it's to help you grow. It's to edify you. How far you want to go in the Lord is only up to you. Because, you know, the word is being preached. If you find somebody at the church, you know, everybody I talk to, you know, we're edifying each other. We're not talking chismes. We're not talking, you know, of course we might talk about, you know, something that we like, and, you know, of course, but ultimately we are there to help each other grow, to edify, to encourage each other. Amen. So the whole body is healthy and growing full of love. Amen. So us as a whole body, this is not a selfish lifestyle. Yes, our relationship with the Lord is personal, but we are a body. In the body, there has to be unity in the body, because we are Christ. Christ is in us, and that way we can be healthy and grow full of love. Now I'm gonna go to John 8, which was the next scripture. The first one was maturity. I mean, we're talking about spiritual maturity. We have to be established in our faith. Actually, I skipped that one. I'm going to rooted and grounded in the truth. And again, these are the, I'm saying I skipped it because this is a study that was supposed to be our homework. Amen. But I'm going to go to rooted and grounded in the truth, which is in John 8:32. 36. Amen. So this says Jesus speaks about God's true children, and he's telling us, you are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen. We have never been slaves to anyone's. What do you mean we'll be set free? They're asking, you know, the descendants of Abraham's are asking them, what do you mean? And Jesus is saying, I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave of sin. There it is. A slave is not a permanent member of the family, but a son is a part of the family forever. So if the son sets you free, then you are truly free. Amen. So that's going back to, you know, the sin part. If you sin, you know, let that, like, ponder on this. Think about this. If you sin, then you are a slave of sin. You know, you're a slave of sin. And you're not a permanent member of the family, but a son is part of the family forever. Amen. So if the son has set you free, then you are truly free. Glory to God. Amen. And, you know, how do we stay free? How do we stay free? Well, if he's already set you free, then you're free. But now we're working on being disciples, being true disciples of him. Therefore, now we've got to remain faithful to the teachings. We have to remain faithful to, you know, the Bible, to his word, to what we hear coming out of the pulpit. We have to remain faithful to it. We have to apply it so we can bear much fruit and we can make it to heaven. Amen. So spiritual maturity is on us. It's ultimately just on you and your relationship with the Lord, because the only way that you arrive there, and I don't want to say arrive because we don't arrive, the only way that you can grow spiritually is if you remain in the teachings. A lot of times, you know, I want to speak Spanish. I'm not. Let me see. We're at church, right? And there's a season in our life where we're attending church and we're being faithful, but then something happens. I don't know, our kids started a sport, or a family member got sick. I don't know. It could be any situation. You know, it might have happened to you. It's happened to me before in the past, you know, and now you're not going, you know, for whatever reason, or maybe your work hours changed. So now you're not, you know, being faithful as you were, you know. So therefore, you haven't remained in his teachings. That's why the Bible said that those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. The key there is planted. You have to be planted. You know, a plant, you know, bears fruit. But once you cut that plant, guess what happens? It cannot no longer bear fruit. It's the same way with us. So I truly encourage you, you know, don't come and then think, okay, I've already learned everything. Now I can do it on my own. You know, now I'm going to start teaching on my own. Yes, you should be teaching others, but never disconnect yourself, because once you've disconnected yourself, you're no longer it connected to the vine. So it's a matter of time before you dry up. Like, you know, those roses, when you cut the roses, they look so beautiful. You're able to enjoy them. You know, they bring life. But after a while, they die. They dry up. And what do you have to do then? You have to throw them away. And that's exactly what the Bible says, is that, you know, he's going to come and separate the wheat from the chaff, you know. But he allows that we grow together. He allows us to grow together, you know, until that day where he comes and he's gonna separate, he's gonna expose, you know. So the only way for us to make it is to remain faithful to the teachings, to come, you know, to a Bible-based church where the Holy Ghost is flowing, because you need the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the one that leads us into all truth. It guides us. It shows us. Yes, enter here. No, don't enter there. You know? And the only way that we can grow spiritually is to stay planted. Amen. Well, I have so much more, but I think I'm going to stop right there. And this was just a little bit on, you know, those two scriptures, which I pray blessed you. And if you're hearing this before February 24th, 2023, I want to invite you to come to our young adult service at 7:30. The last Friday of February, we're going to have our main service, and I hope to see you there. We love you. Be blessed.
Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget, you can always stay up to date with us and even message us on Instagram at YA_PowerOfLove. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.